Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Week 11 Fantasy Impact right here on the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. We got Deepak Chona in the house. We got lots of stuff and things to break down, like the players that are broken down. We're going to need someone to help us pick up off all the destroyed destruction that's all over the streets and the football fields of all these injuries. We got to talk about everything that went down. Bogman's not quite as happy as some usual weeks. Niners and Texans do win. Steelers do not, but there's always tomorrow, Bogman, or next week, or another time, right?
Or baseball.
Yeah, or baseball. Sure. Right. Sure. Whatever there is. There's always another day in what football provides. There's a week 11. Crazy that we're coming on the outskirts of all of it. As we are recording this, the last game, which is absolutely unbearably unwatchable, is going down. But we're going to talk to you about everything. So thank you guys for hanging out with us, as you always do, on the YouTube channel live, which we stream, youtube.com/fantasypros. If you guys want to watch it live or on the podcast, make sure you're subscribed to it so you miss none of it. And we thank you for bringing us all in here at Is It the Welsh, at Bogman Sports, at Sport MD Analysis. Those are the dudes. What else do we want to tell you about? Well, some giveaway stuff right off the top here. And we got a winner coming up here in just a tiny bit. The Vikings are going to be going down, and maybe you could have TJ Hawkinson with you. Maybe if you're the winner, which is courtesy of pristineauction.com. If your name is Crystal Rodriguez, yes, Crystal Rodriguez, get in touch with our customer support agents at mailbag@fantasypros.com with your mailing address and proof of your subscription to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. And we'll be in touch again. Crystal Rodriguez, it's real. We're giving these things away every single week. So just all you got to do is subscribe and comment, and bam, you got a chance. And by the way, if you didn't win, but you still want a TJ Hawkinson or like a gajillion other cool things, autographed jerseys, go to pristineauction.com. Use the link in our video description. And if you use the registration code FantasyPros, you get $10 off your first order. But we're not done. No, what's behind door number two? True. It's another giveaway, Bogman. We've got Trophy Smack. That's right. This is your opportunity to win the glorious 36-inch fantasy baseball trophy for your league, courtesy of our friends over at Trophy Smack, the number one destination for epic fantasy tournament trophies. All you got to do is subscribe to the Fantasy Pros channel, like I told you. Drop a comment below, like I said, and you're entered. There's nothing else you've got to do. We'll be announcing a winner right here on the channel. So make sure you turn on those noties so you can claim your prize. We gave one and we're given more. We do it every single week here because we love you and we have to bring you bad news. So it's always nice to like do something nice before we bring horrifically bad news.
That's right.
It might not be so bad. That is a compliment sandwich. Exactly. We come in nice. We get all the bad news and then we end on a high note. Mr. Deepak Chona, thank you for joining us, and you get to be the Grim Reaper once again. Here are injuries to monitor. We had Ken Walker go down with an oblique injury. Devin Achan, who just came back, he's gone, and he's gone with a knee injury. Aaron Jones had a knee injury. We had an ankle from Deontay Foreman, and Cooper Kupp with an ankle injury. Do not believe he returned. So that's a lot to get to. So Deepak, why don't you start us with Ken Walker at the very tippy top on what to expect. And I know a lot of people are patiently waiting because Zach Charbonnet is on a lot of people's minds right now.
Yeah. So with these oblique strains, and you could see him pull at that side during a play, they tend to average about 1 week out. And running backs, when they do return, they do tend to have a lower workload that first game. But by game two or three, it pretty much goes back to normal. And even that first game back, they don't tend to see an efficiency dip. So with them playing on Thursday, it's asking a lot for him to be ready to play. Christian McCaffrey did it earlier this year, but the most likely outcome is him missing one game and then coming back week 13.
Boggs, can you imagine, too, there's a lot of people that are screaming about Zach Charbonnet right now as a league winner. Zach Charbonnet is probably going to get the opportunity to, like, be the guy which will probably put him as like a top 15 back this coming week, don't you think?
Against the Niners? I'm not sure.
It is against the Niners. No big deal.
We'll see, I guess. I don't know about that. But yeah, I mean, look, it stinks for Ken Walker. And Walker's had a couple explosive plays, but they were kind of, he's been a little nicked up this year and not really injured. So they've been trying to limit him and they've given Charbonnet more. But Charbonnet is this type of back. He's a big hulking back out of UCLA. He can carry the workload if they give it to him. So I'm excited to see what he has. But luckily, like Deepak said, hopefully this is going to be a short stint of injury for Walker, not a long one. So there's one piece of good news. Let's hear some more, Deepak.
Yeah, I know. There's a whole lot more here. How about Achan? He's here and he's gone. Get to the back of your bench and don't get any more fantasy points. How worried should we be, Achan just coming right back off the injury?
Not actually too worried here. And the video looked like a very mild mechanism for potentially an MCL re-aggravation. Mm. I think the reason they kept him out is one, because he's young, and two, because he just came back. So they didn't want to put him at extra risk. The data would favor him coming right back this coming week and without any workload or efficiency dip.
So, Boggs, I think the big question then comes, we just got hit with exactly your worst fear with Achan. If he's back, are you going to trust it? Or do you go with the steady Eddie of Raheem Mostert this coming week? Like, how are you going to process Achan coming off this injury?
Yeah, I mean, just put him back in there. I don't have, especially with guys being hurt. There are no bye weeks next week, so that's nice.
What if it was literally Achan versus Mostert? You had to make that decision next week.
It's Achan versus Mostert. I'm probably going to go with Mostert because we know he's getting carries, period, end of story. He's also the goal line back. But I think in most scenarios, Achan is at least going to be at my flex. So that's if he's up and going, I'm going to trust him to be up and go. So let's put him in our lineup if he's playing.
Go, up, up. Reiterating here on the video side, Aaron Jones, he had that knee injury. We also had an ankle injury from Deontay Foreman, who we saw getting run regardless of Khalil Herbert. This is something I had been speculating on. Deepak, any other thoughts on these two guys? Any major long-term concerns, especially specifically with Aaron Jones?
Yeah, Aaron Jones, the mechanism actually looked moderate to severe for an MCL. And the comments afterwards suggest it wasn't the severe category. So they'll get an MRI tomorrow. Usually average on these is 2 to 3 weeks. It's asking a lot for him to be playing on this coming Thursday. So most likely Aaron Jones is out about 2 weeks and then we'll probably see him back shortly after. Ooh, and the then
dreaded AJ Dillon. Sorry. Yeah, keep going, Foreman.
With Foreman, you're probably not looking at too long of an absence. He had a low ankle sprain coming into this game, and then it looked like somebody landed on it and sort of re-aggravated it a little bit, but it doesn't usually cause missed time. It does usually decrease their workload, so maybe a little more Herbert, but other than that, no real concerns for Foreman.
One thing on the Packers side too, I think we were talking about this beforehand, Emmanuel Wilson also separated his shoulder, so isn't that correct?
Yeah, it dislocated his shoulder, but same idea. Yeah. Basically had to pop it back in. The average on these, they'll get an MRI, and if there's no fracture in there, then the average on these is about 1 week out. And he would have a chance to play on Thursday, just depending on how his practice progression goes. But when he comes back, especially if he comes back fast, there's going to be a high re-injury risk. So just notable because Aaron Jones, of course, is likely out.
What's the difference between a dislocation and a separation?
So the separation is that AC sprain up here where players land on it. They can usually play and usually don't have a performance hit afterwards. The dislocation, the key difference is that that's a high risk for re-injury. So the dislocation pops out of the socket altogether.
Bogman, you hate AJ Dillon with a passion, but he's going to be forced on you this coming week if we're going to have both of those guys out. So what do you do?
See, the problem is that I loved AJ Dillon and they let me down. So I'm spurned by AJ Dillon. But yeah, look, if he's going to get a heavy workload, he's probably going to be up. So, I think that's probably what we're going to get from him. And yes, it is like watching someone run through sand, but someone with 30 carries is a pretty good option. And the likelihood of him scoring a touchdown goes up and up and up, especially if both those backs are down. So it's probably going to be him and a couple practice squad guys next week.
Well, there was a point in the game, too, where AJ Dillon was the leading receiver and my guy Jaden Reed was the leading rusher.
They will absolutely use motion plays. They will put him in the backfield like Debo. Like, they'll get other guys
watch
to run the
ball. Watch Jaden Reed, if he gets a rushing prop next week, I'm taking it. Whatever, I'm taking it, and it'll be under 10 yards. And the minute it drops, I'm taking it. Last one, Deepak. Cooper Kupp. That was a big disappointment coming off the bye week for everybody. Do we have long-term concerns on this Cup injury?
No, not really. It looks like a low ankle. He got stepped on, and I think because he had about a month ago, he had another low ankle sprain. That's probably why this was something that kept him out. Most wide receivers would have actually taped it up and come back. So the video doesn't look that bad. I would think he comes back next week.
How about this? One of the cooler things, Crystal is in the chat saying, I never win anything. I'm going crazy right now.
That's awesome.
I will also not share the other comment that Crystal had because Crystal was very excited. And I'm glad for your excitement. Just not going to share it on screen. Crystal, congratulations. And that's very cool. That's like two straight weeks. I think we've had the person that's won in the chat. Your guys' opportunity as well. Sport MD Analysis. That's where you can follow him on the Twitters. And you can go over to sportsmedanalytics.com if you want to check out all of Deepak's awesome work. Deepak, thank you so much, my friend. Have a fantastic weekend. And we will talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Take it easy.
Want to dominate your fantasy football leagues? Well, then you need My Playbook, available only from Fantasy Pros. Struggling with the waiver wire? My Playbook lets you see who the top available players are week to week. Can't decide who to start? Compare your players side by side with detailed breakdowns and projections for each week of your fantasy season. And it's all included with your premium subscription to Fantasy Pros. So sign up today at fantasypros.com or download our free My Playbook app to your Apple or Android device.
All right, friendos, let's get into all the action. But I want to just let you guys know we got a few schedule changes. I'm going to put this up here. If you guys are watching on the YouTube, we got a few things changing this week. I believe the most prominent one is the weekly start and sit Q&A is moving to Wednesday because there's a little old Thanksgiving that's coming up here. Mm-hmm. So you can take a look here. We got the Monday Waiver Wire podcast, Tuesday Season Outlook and Trade podcast, plus the Waiver live stream, Wednesday weekly matchup previews podcast, start and sit Q&A, and then Sunday, I think, goes as normal. So there you go. Audibly and visibly, you guys can check out all the changes that are going on a holiday week. So happy pre-holiday week and whatever you do and whatever traditions you have. I have a tradition, everybody. Well, everybody that knows me knows my White Russians. But I was about to say, like, I feel like I'm setting a streak on Fantasy Pros. How many live streams has someone done in one day, do you think? Not hours, because hours won't count, because the Fantasy Fest, I think, was like 6 hours. But if you go different shows, I'm on show number 3 of being live with Fantasy Pros this week.
Man, it's a popularity contest, and you are winning right now.
I want to have a little White Russian. Maybe we could have like a White Russian stream or something like that. I don't know. What are your guys' Thanksgiving traditions? That's my only like crazy weird. I don't drink them any other time, but that's my holiday Thanksgiving tradition. Sometimes spills to Christmas, but it's usually just Thanksgiving. So that's coming up this week, as well as other changes. So can we please make the schedule change?
You just made it sound like you drink White Russians from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Oh, no. It's just one day. It's one day. But I would like the schedule change to also, can we get an addition that just says Welsh White Russians on Thursday?
Yes.
That's the only change that's
White Russian Thursdays, please. Thank you.
That's right.
Well, something else. Football games. So
also something else you can be drinking here, because we are getting into our Miller Lite. Here's to what's next segment. We got our top headlines of the day, which leads us to the Miller Lite headline of the day. So Bogman, roll us through our top three.
Let's go with Barkley bounces back. And I was depressed and upset about Tommy DeVito being the head of this offense for the Giants, because he cannot throw the ball. But what we saw was, I'm going to try to get this right, this Welshism, was the stoppable force meets the movable object. And the Giants passing game was just better than the Washington secondary. And also Sam Howell played a bad game again, finally, after a good awful streak. So, but because of that, Barkley, 2 touchdowns through the air, also 83 yards on the ground and 57 yards receiving. So over 100 yards, I believe he's a high running back score of the week. So good week for Barkley. We like it. And hopefully DeVito will be sustainable and can throw forward passes. So,
I believe Barkley did the majority of the rushing damage in the second half. I think that was because
when they were up.
Yeah, there was a point where he had like 5 carries and like no yards. But he was doing some damage on the receiving side. Great catch on the end zone. DeVito looked all right. Do you see DeVito's touchdown celebration? He dropped the Joey P. He dropped the Joey P after the touchdown. So I thought that was pretty great. I'm sure Joe's totally not going to have a million things to say about that this week as our fellow Italian. All right. Headline number 2.
Let's go with Stroud powered by Dell. Tank Dell, 10 targets, 8 catches, 149 yards, and a touchdown. He is sneaking into he at least has to be a wide receiver too. I feel like every week with the way Stroud is throwing the ball. And
do you remember where you had him?
This week? Don't.
Okay, because I kept creeping him up. I think I ended up putting him at like 17 at the end of it.
He was one of the guys who kept moving up, but I also kept moving up George Pickens like an idiot. So that'll happen. But yeah, 10 targets for him. He looks outstanding, and he is quickly becoming Stroud's number one guy. So very nice to see. Well, you've seen him bounce. It was Nico to start, then it was Schultz for a little stretch, and now it's Tank Dell. But I mean, that's good for everyone. The guy spreading the ball around and having everyone be a possibility is quite nice. So that Houston Texans offense is clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, you know, I'd also add too that like we've hit this point where these really, really incredibly athletic wide receivers that now I think are more comfortable in the offense are getting featured more. Tank Dell, I don't think like is working towards. He is the number one. Like the separation he gets now is great. Jaden Reed, the same thing. You couldn't like the Packers. They had to create new ways to get him the ball by giving him, I think, three carries he ended up having. And he was getting great separation out there. Once these guys really learn, it's kind of open season for a lot of these rookie wide receivers that we've been waiting for.
They're starting to get it now.
Exactly.
The team is starting to slow down and they're starting to play better. And that's what we say, man. You know, you bring in some of these rookies hit immediately, but a lot of them slow down towards the end of the year because of conditioning. They hit rookie walls or whatever, but some of them are starting to pick it up because they're now starting to get it. So rookies are kind of all over the place, but he is really surging here at the end. I think it's three straight games with 10 targets and at least six catches and a touchdown. He's been great.
Yeah, he's been great. And the window's kind of gone to trade for him, but I don't think the window's gone for guys like Jaden Reed or Rashee Rice, who hasn't, you know, is coming off of a bye. I think Rashee Rice is another one of those guys that's going to kind of move into that whatever they were before. It's changing tier territory, and that really is what Tank did. All right, headline number three.
All right, so we're going to go with Don't Drop It, David. Njoku targeted 15 times by Dorian Thompson-Robinson. He had seven catches for 56 yards, but he also had four drops in there. I think at least three of those were on him. One of them might have been like, you know, when your quarterback throws it like you're 20 yards downfield and you're 4 yards downfield. So might have been just no touch from DTR, but you know, DTR was much better than his first showing. And you know, that he was throwing the short passes and it was the game plan against Pittsburgh, but I think it's also going to be the game plan moving forward is short, quick passes. Don't let him get hit by you know, Watt and Highsmith in this game. So it worked for them, and I think they're going to – it's not broke, so I don't think they're going to fix it. I think this is what they're going to keep doing with DTR and David Njoku, so I expect him to have a lot of targets as long as DTR remains the QB.
Now, our Here's to What's Next Miller Lite headline of the day is going to take us to Jacksonville, Boggs.
Four scores and seven quarters ago, we wrote off Trevor Lawrence, but he is back, and he has returned to be a good part of your fantasy team, rising – all of the wide receivers in Jacksonville, 24 of 32, 262 and two, also ran for two, which I really want to see them let him start doing. But don't know if they'll start doing it. But Trevor Lawrence back up, maybe a trustable quarterback asset at this point. It was Tennessee, so it's maybe on shaky ground. But with a guy this talented, I don't think they can be down forever. So I am liking what we saw from Trevor Lawrence finally this season.
Thanksgiving, I might have my traditions, but I got a tradition on every other day. It's with Miller Lite, because with a Miller Lite in your hand, fall doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. So does football and the holiday season. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/fantasypros. There's a lot going on in the holidays. Get it delivered to you. Don't make extra work for yourself. MillerLite.com/fantasypros. Or if you do have to get out, you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Matchup recaps.
Let's get into some game breakdowns, my friends, because that's what we're doing. And we are going right to Jacksonville. You just mentioned it, so you don't need to talk about Trevor Lawrence in here. But maybe we talk about Calvin Ridley, because Jacksonville beat up on Tennessee 34-14. Derrick Henry does not exist, and Calvin Ridley does. What a world. What a world that we live in.
Yeah, it was a weird game. Time of possession was dominated by Jacksonville in this game. It was over 36 minutes to 26 or whatever, 23 in their favor. ETN was meh, 14 for 52, 3 for 7. I mean, the touchdowns were stolen from him. Obviously, Lawrence had two. D'Ernest Johnson got in there more than Bigsby at the end. That was a little surprising. But then, like you said, Calvin Ridley got it going. 9 targets, 7 catches, 100 yards, 103 yards, and 2 scores. First 100-yard game since the beginning of October. Kirk didn't do much. Ingram didn't do much. But love to see Calvin Ridley getting back. And then on the Titans side, Levis was okay. He had 2 garbage touchdowns, a fumble loss. Like you said, King Henry, 2 weeks in a row, there's 11 touches. They're not getting him the ball. This was a lot of time of possession and game script. But you can't, I mean, just get him in space. Let him run a wildcat. Let him throw a pass. Do something. Don't put it in Will Levis's hand. Put the ball in Derrick Henry's hand. And once again, they didn't do it, and they lose again. So 20 touches every game, Titans win. Lower than that, every game, Titans lose. Pretty simple formula.
Jacksonville has got Houston and Carolina at Tennessee for week 12. Green Bay, they beat the Chargers 23-20. Oh, Boggs, two of my favorite props of the week. We talked about it, were Jordan Love passing yards. What did I say? 315 on average the Chargers gave up. He destroyed his passing prop, and Jaden Reed was my guy. I bet the catches. I bet the receiving yards. They both hit, and the Packers were able to pull out a win. So what do you got on the Packers and the Chargers?
Hey, look, I'm hoping, like Deepak said, that this is a minor injury for Aaron Jones. But even if it is 2 to 3 weeks, we're in week 11. You know, we're looking at playoffs and championships coming up and stuff. So A.J. Dillon's rostered at 62% in Yahoo, 60% on ESPN. So he is going to be a very high priority guy this week. Like you said, Jordan Love picked apart that terrible Chargers secondary, 322-2. Jaden Reed with a big day. He's going to be high on your waiver priority list as well with the touchdown. And they're giving him runs now. So just finding a way to get the ball in his hands, I really like it. Watson scored, but outside of that, it was a garbage game. 2 catches for 21 yards. Dobbs got a score again, 5 for 53-1. He's serviceable. I think Dontavian Wicks might be the number 2 wide receiver in this offense behind Jaden Reed. The guy had 3 catches for 91 yards. He's a deep threat, and our boy Jordan Love is starting to throw it deep. So I like that. Herbert, 260-2. Eckler looks slow, man. I don't know how much of this game you watched, but Eckler did not look
right. I watched a lot of it because a lot of my bets were on it. So I was very invested in this game. And he did. He wasn't hitting holes right. It looked like an off. I don't know what it was. I don't know if there's something lingering. The offensive line was extra not blocking, but something seemed off.
Yeah, so, I mean, just pay attention to him. Not much you can do about it, but he just didn't look right. 16 targets for Keenan Allen with all those guys out. I mean, Quentin Johnson dropped a game-winning touchdown, by the way. I don't know if you saw that, but he was wide open. The dude has the dropsies, so just cannot trust him. And there's just no real other parts to trust. It's Herbert, it's Allen, and it's Eckler, I guess, right now for the Chargers. And it's just a bad scene in LA.
Green Bay is at Detroit for Thanksgiving, and you got Baltimore at the Chargers coming up here on Sunday Night Football next week. My friends, can you believe we're this deep in the NFL season? I can't. It's ridiculous when I think about like week 11, we're going into week 12. So we got to make every second count. With DraftKings Sportsbook, you can make the most out of every game day. Bet on your favorite teams for a shot at winning big bucks. New customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting $5 on any matchup. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code FANTASYPROS. New customers score that 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on the NFL, only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code FANTASYPROS. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas. Licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, Louisiana. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right. Going to the Giants, who absolutely upset Washington. I loved Washington. -8.5. I love teasing them. They just played such horrid ball.
Over 28.5. Sam Howell, Jekyll and Howell, man. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, I feel like we've talked a ton about this already, so we can kind of skim. If there's anything else you want to talk about, you've already talked about Howell and DeVito and Saquon. Is there something else you want to add to it, or do we move?
I mean, Slayton looks startable, but he got hurt, so pay attention to that. And Brian Robinson has been outstanding. This time with no Gibson, we saw last week he was the main outlet for Howell in the passing game because none of the wide receivers wanted to catch the ball. And 17 for 73 and seven catches on 9 targets for 58 yards. B-Rob, his stock is moving way up, especially if Gibson is down. So just pay attention to that because Gibson is good. But like you said, we went through the rest of it.
Yeah. Washington's at Dallas for Thanksgiving and New England is at the Giants. Oh, man, that might be like Bailey Zappi and Tommy DeVito. Just turn it off. Watch cricket. Watch anything else. Anything is fine. Miami squeaked one out against the Raiders 20-13. A lot of injury problems in this one, some inefficiencies as well. 20-13, not really what we expected out of this game. What do you want to take out, though?
Yeah, I don't know that there's much to take out outside of Achane getting hurt because we know the main suspects in Miami. It's Tua, it's Mostert, it's Tyreek, it's Waddle. You know, Tyreek left and came back with the hand thing. He had a huge day, 10 for 146 and a touchdown. Aiden O'Connell, too many picks here. Jacobs was held in check. I'm not worried about him moving forward or Myers or Adams moving forward. Mayer has been pretty solid. So if you are looking for a tight end, I think he can be on your short list. But yeah, other than that, you know, we're getting deeper in the season and a lot of these things have we already know. So not much to report here. Just hope that this Raiders offense can play a little better. Luckily, they won't get Miami coming off a bye next week.
Yeah, and we talked about the, you know, if I would I agree with you, I'd rather Mostert over Achane, even if both are healthy next week, if that is the option. I'll still start Achane if he's back, but fingers crossed on what Deepak was talking about. Miami is at the Jets on Friday, and then Kansas City is going to be at the Raiders. Here's a quick break in the action, because we talk a lot about what makes winners on this show, and there's one thing that all teams, coaches, and players have in common: preparation. Planning is key in everyday life too, and a great way to be prepared for the unexpected is to join AirMedCare Network, America's largest air ambulance membership network. AirMedCare Network providers operate state-of-the-art helicopters that can respond to critically ill or injured patients who need emergency medical transport. These flights can be very expensive, but as an AirMedCare Network member, you won't see a bill for your flight only when flown by one of their providers. That's right, you'd pay nothing. You can become a member of AirMedCare Network for just $99 per year. And right now, our listeners get up to an $80 MasterCard or Amazon e-gift card when they join and use offer code FANTASYPROS. That's FANTASYPROS with no spaces. Make financial peace of mind part of your game plan. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/FANTASYPROS. Houston, they, again, another kind of squeak out one. This one came down to it. Houston beat the Cardinals 21-16.
Because the spread was 6.
I was about to say they didn't cover. They did not cover. We had the huge days we've already talked about from Tank. CJ Stroud kind of does his thing, though he did have a little bit of a pick problem, it felt like. Yeah, he threw 3 picks. I was about to say, I'm pretty sure it was 3 picks here. What do
he's
you want?
He's been throwing them in critical situations too. So, but
I mean, that's
he's
a rookie made, thing. It's rookie
he's
mistakes.
He's made big mistakes, but they haven't bit them yet. So that's been nice for Stroud. Look, Singletary with another huge day here. 22 carries, 118 yards, and a touchdown. He also had 2 catches for 6 yards. Pierce is most likely, he was almost back this week, so I'm assuming he's going to be back next week. I don't think it matters. I think Singletary's the guy now. I think he has Wally Pipped Damian Pierce. They were already splitting weirdly anyway, so I think that Singletary is going to be the guy moving forward. I think Collins and Dell are definite starters. I think Woods is a borderline starter, like a flex guy for bye weeks or injuries or stuff. He's been good. Kyler keeps it rolling, 214 in a touchdown, also 51 in a touchdown. So just good production there. He has not, he hasn't had those warm-up games at all. He's just been great since coming back last week. Connor was meh. I mean, 14 for 62. He's the main back, but just didn't score. Dortch replaced Michael Wilson and had 8 for 6 for 76. So if Wilson comes back, know that that is his role. And who led the Cardinals in targets again? Trey McBride, 7 targets, 5 catches for 43 yards. And another dud for Marquise Brown. I'm starting to get worried here. 5 targets, but only 2 catches for 18 yards. I just really thought that him and Kyler were going to get back on track, and it has not happened yet.
Yep. I mentioned Rondale Moore on the early live stream. If you guys were listening to that, And it worked, but he only got one catch, but it was for 48 yards and a touchdown. So that kind of worked, but I really thought he would be more involved. Really what we saw out of Dortch is what I thought Rondale Moore was going to turn to, but I agree. I'm a little bit worried about Marquise's overall role in this offense. Jacksonville is at Houston. The Rams are at the Cardinals. The Detroit Lions, man, they could have done us some favors in some survivor leagues if they would have just lost. The Lions beat the Bears 31-26. Justin Fields was back and he got DJ Moore rolling, which was exactly what I expected. So your fantasy takeaways from the Lions and the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears blew it. They had a chance at the end, but they blew it and they had a big lead. But Fields was good at least. 16-23, 169 and a touchdown and 104 yards rushing. So right back in and right back to good production on the quarterback spot. So we like that. Also, as you said, hit more for 7 for 96 in a score, but no other Bears target had more than 3 catches or 24 yards. So it does need to, you know, expanded a little bit. You know, the defense is going to know just triple cover more and no one else is getting it. Monty and Gibbs split the backfield for the Lions again. I thought that was great. I every time I say they coexist, I think of those stupid coexist bumper stickers with all of the weird signs. I don't know why. I just saw those 8 million times when I had my delivering job. So every time I see that word, I think of it in that like bumper sticker thing. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 8 for 77 and a score. Jameson got in the end zone. That was great. Herbert did have 16 for 35, but I don't know how much of that was, hey, let's give it all to Herbert, and how much of that was Foreman got hurt early. Because I believe 8 of the 10 snaps in the first drive were Deontay Foreman. So I still don't have a real good sense if Foreman is back, how this is going to split up and be. So just an interesting game here, but I'm glad Fields is back and hopefully he makes this whole team look better.
It looks like it is better. It's just a little bit rusty still. Green Bay, as I mentioned, is at Detroit for Thanksgiving. Chicago is at Minnesota for Monday Night Football. No joke, this is an ad for the show, but it is my number one need right now is some new tires. I have a big
F-150. What do you do to your tire?
I go out. I have an F-150. I go out. We go camping. We ride out there. I haven't actually changed them since I got the new truck. Well, I'm going to need to. And if you need new tires for your car, Discount Tire is your go-to. They've got exceptional service that you can get a 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online at discounttire.com. They have this really cool feature called Treadwell, which is an online tire buying guide that gives you transparency on tire performance, as well as personalized recommendations based on your location and driving habits. Discount Tire is also the largest independent tire retailer in the country, so it has the biggest selection of tires and wheels. And here's a pro tip from the experts at Discount Tire. You can prevent wear and boost gas mileage by keeping your tires properly inflated. Tire pressure supports the weight of your vehicle and is important to check for safety. So if it's been over a month since you last checked your tire pressure, stop by one of their local stores for a free tire safety and air pressure check. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of. Let's get me taken care of here. I have that cool little digital meter that tells me on my tires and stuff, but I need 2 new tires right now, and I'm not gonna do it this week. Maybe there's a good Black Friday sale. Maybe I actually will. I'll check out Discount Tire when I get my
Santa
new tires.
Santa's coming. Welsh, maybe get some new tires.
Santa Fantasy Pros. Welsh needs some new tires. I'm gonna bring the mood down a little bit. The Cleveland Browns, they beat your Pittsburgh Steelers 13-10. It was an interesting game to watch. It was frustrating, as told you off air. Well, told you off air, like Jaylen Warren. I am at the point officially, why is Najee Harris even on this team? Why even give one snap to anybody but Jaylen Warren?
The answer to that is because Najee was a first round pick and Warren was a UDFA. So
does he have access to Matt Canada's like email or something, or is Snapchat?
Matt Canada should not have access to Matt Canada. If he is not fired this week, I would be very surprised. You could just see it on the offensive.
Mike Tomlin isn't firing anybody on Thanksgiving.
I don't know.
That would be cold.
He should. Well, it should have happened a month ago. So actually last year. Anyway, DTR likes Njoku. We talked about that. 165 yards. They only let him run a couple times for 20 yards. He's going to add that. That is going to go into his bag of tricks. But this week they let him throw 43 passes. They wanted just to try to get him some type of repetition with Cooper and, with Elijah Moore, who looked okay, 6 for 60 for him, 4 for 34 for Cooper. And obviously he likes Njoku. Hunt had 12 for 36. He saw 33 snaps, 37 for Ford, who had 12 for 31 and one. And Ford also had the only two goal line carries that the Browns had. So I know it has been going to Hunt, but this game it was Ford. It was also on their first drive. Pickett was miserable. 15 of 28, 106 yards, 4 for 9 rushing, just nothing. He had four catches for Pickens, which was over his prop, but 38 yards is sad. Deontay, 2 for 16. As you mentioned, Warren was great as the starter, but Najee had more snaps too. It's I know that's going to make you mad too.
It's the most ridiculous thing. Like, it's dumb. What would you say he provides for this team? What would you say you do here, Najee? I don't, you tell me one thing that he does better than Jaylen Warren outside of lose yards.
There's not
outside of running. He's the best run into the butt of your offensive lineman running back in the league. So if you
Warren is better than Najee. It's not arguable, but I do think it's wrong to call Najee bad just because the whole offense is bad. Like, I don't know if Kenny Pickett is any good. Everybody keeps asking me, what do you want to do about quarterback? I don't know if Pickett is good.
But then how does Jaylen Warren do good things? If they're so bad, how does the one guy who looks the best do the best thing?
It was one run. So, look, he looked good outside of that, but it was the one big run. Outside of that, he looked fine. He looked like he always does, a little bit better than Najee. So, he is better than Najee. But the whole offense needs to reset. They need to bring in anybody else. It's terrible. So,
a lot better. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Pittsburgh has got Cincinnati. Bogman's looking for the escalator of sadness. Cleveland at Detroit. Dallas beat up on Carolina 33-10. Oh my God. Wait, hold on. Binoculars. Tony Pollard scored. Oh my God. Tony Pollard scored. It's a mirror. It is a Thanksgiving miracle. Tony Pollard was fantasy relevant. Take away your Pollard Anna from last week, Bogman, because were made, but I mean, he maybe only had 16 touches, but he did score a touchdown. Thank you, touchdown regression gods.
Are you being Pollard Anna right now? I think you're being Pollard.
I'm being a little Pollard Anna because I also was like, let's maybe play him this week a little bit.
Yeah. Well, look, we had him in best ball, so he was fine there. Yeah. He scored. Dak had a good game, 189-2. This was a bad game for Lamb. He scored the touchdown, which was great, but his streak was stopped. Cooks was okay. They were beating up Carolina so bad. It was just a lot of scrubs in the second half. Bryce is still rough, 123 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Hubbard had 29 snaps, Sanders 27. So they're getting closer to splitting. The yards were about the same, 10 for 57 and 2 catches for 8 yards for Hubbard, 11 for 50 and 1 catch for 2. For Sanders. So that's about as even as they get. And Thielen bounced back. He had 5 more targets than anybody else. Yeah. 11, 8 catches for 74 yards. Mingo was your second highest target getter for the Panthers. 6 targets, 1 catch for 6 yards. This dude is running. He's running more routes and he has more snaps than Thielen. And they will not throw him the ball. It's just sad.
So all Thielen. Washington is at Dallas for Thanksgiving. Carolina at Tennessee. Couple of the late afternoon games are only a couple. My San Francisco 49ers whooped up on Tampa Bay, though towards the end, the Niners just stopped doing anything efficiently. So they were like giving opportunities for Tampa Bay, but the Niners won 27-14. Brock Purdy looked great. And Brandon Ayuk was an absolute monster, 150. I'd love to see him get like a 10 to 12 target game, but he just makes these big breakaway runs and plays. Purdy had this beautiful pass down the left sidelines, which Ayuk was able to thread. All the pieces were working. Christian McCaffrey got back into touchdown. The 49ers, they were back rolling offensively, and all the pieces did the things you for the most part needed. Everybody wants Debo to do more, but the rest of the guys did the stuff.
Yeah, and look what Purdy is doing now, which he wasn't doing before the bye week, is instead of throwing the ball up for grabs, he's taking the sack and living to play another down. He took 4 in this game, but he was 21 of 25, 3 touchdowns and no turnovers. That's exactly what we want. That is going to make this offense click. Brandon Ayuk, 6 targets, 5 for 156 in a score. CMC had over 100 combined and the receiving touchdown, which was great. Kittle scored. Debo got in there, 3 for 63. So all the things were clicking for your Niners. On the Bucs side, it was pretty rough. I mean, Rashad White, 9 for 30. He did have a score, which kind of bailed out his day. Also 6 for 28. So in a PPR league, he's fine. No. Mayfield, 246, a touchdown and a pick. You can't have Mayfield throw the ball 45 times. You can't have him throw 45 times against the Niners. That is stupid. He had the pick and he had a fumble. And it's just not a winning formula. I know you have to pass when you're down. They made it a game kind of in the second half, but it just wasn't good. Mike Evans got the 1 yard touchdown. Outside of that, he had 4 for 42. So 5 for 43 and a score is an okay day. Otten was pretty good as well. Godwin, another bad day, 7 for 6 for 39. So I don't know. I'm hoping that Godwin can get back on track. I have a lot of shares, but he is riding the bench for me recently.
Niners are going to Seattle for Thanksgiving, and Tampa Bay is at Indianapolis. The 49ers, sometimes that offense is like an autopilot, so make sure that you get your own autopilot if you don't have the Niners. And don't be confused about who to start. You can help and let us do the work for you with My Playbook's autopilot tool at Fantasy Pros. Autopilot makes it easy to manage your fantasy's lineup, get suggested lineup changes via email. You can have us auto swap inactive players, which is one of my favorite features. And I just really do love the full autopilot where it will set an optimal lineup for you automatically each week. And then you can just go in and rechange it yourself. Use autopilot at fantasypros.com/myplaybook or on the Fantasy Football My Playbook app for both peace of mind and the best shot at victory each week. We only got two more games here. Seattle, I don't know what the score is. We don't have it here, but I believe
the score was 17-16. The Rams pulled it out over Seattle, which was a little surprising. But for this game, Geno went down and came back. He had 233 and three. Drew Lock looked bad. He threw one, he had six attempts. He threw a pick. So just not not good play from Drew Lock filling in for Geno, and he had looked good earlier this season, but not in this one. Charbonnet replacing Walker, lots of injuries. No surprise Seattle lost this game. 15 for 47 and 6 for 22 on six targets, which is nice. Like we said, he's going to be a big workload guy. Should Ken Walker not be up on Thursday, and we both don't expect him to be, but they are playing the Niners. Metcalf was the good target here, 9 for 5 for 94 and a score. Lockett, 5 for 51. Smith and Jigba, 6 targets, 3 catches for 40 yards. And on the Rams side, Stafford just did not look right, especially in the first half. And they did end up winning. He did enough to win this game. But also, here's some weirdness. 6 carries, 1 yard, and 1 touchdown for Darrell Henderson. He did have 7 targets, 4 catches and 28 yards, but 17 carries and 73 yards for Freeman. So we just kind of saw it buoy the other way. It had been Henderson over Freeman. Now it's Freeman over Henderson. And with Cup going down, Nacua had the big day, 7 for 5 for 70 and a score. Henderson was your second leading receiver for the Rams. So that is not good. They got to get somebody else worked in here. Atwell, 3 targets, 1 catch, 17 yards. He did draw a couple of big flags as well. Atwell did, but I'd like to see them get him the ball if Cup is going to be down for any period of time. So Matt Stafford didn't look right, but he looked good enough to win this game after Geno and Walker got hurt.
Them sea chickens on Thanksgiving hosting the 49ers, as I mentioned. Cardinals on a bird day. They are going to be hosting the Rams. Last one up here, Buffalo beat up on the Jets, 32-6. Listen, it's late in the show, man. I had Breece Hall's receiving yards as one of my top props of the week. It smashed because it's the only thing that they could do with him. They are squadoosh.
There's nothing.
There's nothing to the Jets.
It's been 2 out of the last 3 weeks, and actually 3 out of the last 4 weeks. You know what? I'm going to expand that. 4 out of the last 5 weeks, Breece Hall's had more receiving yards than rushing yards.
No.
That is how pathetic the Jets' own line is. It is terrible. Zach Wilson sacked 5 times. Zach Wilson sacked 5 times and had 7 completions. So just pathetic there. They might go to Tim Boyle, who was 7 for 14. He also threw a pick, but he was only sacked 1 time. Breece Hall, 10 carries for 23, 5 for 50 in the score. The leading receiver, Garrett Wilson, 2 for 9 and a fumble. Just a pathetic performance for the Jets. Josh Allen was better, 3 touchdowns and the pick. James Cook, 17 for 73, also had a receiving touchdown, as did Khalil Shakir, a big 81-yarder. Ty Johnson scored, and Quentin Moore. That's a 3. Shakir, Johnson, and Cook. Diggs, not a good day. 8 targets, 4 catches, 27 yards. Kincaid, 7 targets, 6 for 46. So that is everything for us, Welsh. That's all of the games.
That's right. You guys want your chance to win some cool stuff? We gave away the Hockenson jersey as the Vikings are underway now. Well, win that big old 36-inch fantasy championship trophy via Trophy Smack. You can do that just by commenting on the channel and making sure you're subscribed, and we'll be announcing a winner 32-inch fantasy championship trophy for your league, courtesy of Trophy Smack. Make sure you check that out. And thank you guys all for hanging out with us. Week 11, almost in the books. We got a crazy week coming up, obviously, with Thanksgiving. Again, going to bring this up here, schedule some, you tell me what changes for you guys, but Waiver Wire podcast Monday, Tuesday, we got the Outlook and Trade podcast plus the waiver stream, which I think that one's about the same, but it's the Wednesday one where the start and sit live stream moves from Thursday to Wednesday. We've also got the matchup previews podcast, and then Sunday stays the same. So some changes going down there. If you guys don't already, make sure you go to youtube.com/fantasypros. You can subscribe so you can watch us live for tons and tons of live streams. Maybe I'll be on all of them. I've been on all of them today, so I'll try to do some more. Hopefully you guys don't hate that. And if you're on the podcast, make sure you rate and review if you can. Subscribe wherever you listen on the pods. Find Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports. You can find me at Is It The Welsh. Thank you guys, and hopefully your week 11 was nice. We'll see you this week on a little bit of a Thanksgiving edition of the NFL and our lives. For Bogman, I'm Welsh. Have a great one. Peace.
Sawyer.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Podcast. If you love the show, the best free way to support us is by leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts at fantasypros.com/review or on Spotify. Follow us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.